This is an unusual circumstance that I allow a telephonic contested hearing. I'm allowing it because I believe you mentioned that you live in Canada. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, let me get this volume as loud as I possibly can. I have Desiree Capilano versus Patrick Fox, TV 2015-00024. And James Pendleton versus Patrick Fox, CB 2015-00025. We're set for a contested hearing on Ms. Capilano's case, an order of protection, Mr. Pendleton's case, an injunction against harassment. This proceeding will proceed as follows, with the plaintiff's burdens to prove on each of their cases that the order should remain in effect. I have the authority to do one of several things. I have the authority either to keep the case, the orders in place as written, to modify the orders after I've heard testimony and evidence that's been presented, or I have the authority to dismiss the orders. And they're both separate hearings, even though we're going to hear them together because we have you on record now. What is it that you are contesting in Ms. Capuano's order? Let me read her order to you. The order that was signed by this court, give me just a moment, on July 23rd, 2015, orders that you not have any contact with Ms. Capilano or residence location, and that any firearms in your possession be transferred to law enforcement upon service. What part of the order are you contesting?
It would be with respect, primarily the firearms, okay. And with respect to no contact, since we do have a current ongoing child custody matter in the Superior Court, it would be difficult to have no contact with her since I have to serve.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right now because
sure.
I just heard the word Superior Court is pending.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
It's a custody court in California.
It doesn't matter. I don't have authority over an injunction.
Right, and none of that is concerning the child at all. There is communication as far as hearing dates and custody dates and that all
so
of that.
So it's pending.
Yeah, all of that is being taken care of separately.
Okay. I have no authority over an injunction or an order of protection, in your case, an order of protection when there's anything pending in Superior Court. That is why when you come in, my clerks ask you, and I ask you in court when I'm issuing an order, whether or not there's anything pending in Superior Court between the two of you. If there is, when it comes to child custody, dissolution, paternity, anything like that, this court has no authority on this type of thing.
Well, and that's why we didn't put any kind of protection obligation over the child in any way. We actually discussed that.
Okay, you don't understand what I'm saying. If there's anything pending in Superior Court between the two of you and those types of issues, this court does not have authority. So we were to be notified to transfer these up if that were the situation, but in your case, it's in California.
Correct.
So I can't transfer this up to California.
We have not been notified.
And hold on, I'm just going to talk to Ms. Capilano because this is her case first.
How do I as an individual get protected?
I can't give you legal advice, but all I can tell you is we don't have authority once there's something pending in a higher court, basically, for dissolution, custody, parenting, anything like that. Mr. Fox.
Yes?
When were you made aware of the pending case? When did the case become pending?
Oh, goodness, 2011, it's been going on.
This court does not have authority to issue an order in this case, Ms. Capuano. I'm very sorry about it. I know that you are concerned and you have some concerns, but this is the wrong forum to bring this case. It would have to go through Superior Court since there's something pending.
The case was actually final. It was finalized. He just reopened it.
Okay, when was it reopened?
Well, there's a hearing that he filed for 2 weeks ago. And that hearing is now set for January. He gave up rights to the child and gave sole custody to me. It was finalized in court over the summer. And he just requested to change that.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Mr. Fox, did you just file something 2 weeks ago? Was this filed after you received the order of protection?
I request, yes, to modify the current custody visitation.
Was it after you received the order of protection from Ms. Campolano?
Honestly, I don't recall.
Okay. What would be your need to make contact with Ms. Campolano at all?
Well, the first and immediate would be to serve a copy of the request that was recently filed in the California case.
Okay, but that's not you cannot serve her personally.
Right, right.
So you would not be making contact with her. Legal process is okay when there's an active order of protection in place. You still are not allowed to make contact yourself personally anyways.
Sure.
Proper legal process would not involve you handing something to her.
Right, right. Aside from that, I really have no interest in having contact with her, so I'm not overly concerned about that, I guess.
Okay, well, you just said to me that one of your concerns would be the issue with the pending Superior Court and having contact with her.
Oh, yes, yes, but if I could still observe her and interact with her at the court hearings,
You cannot interact with her at any place, time, at all, with a restraining order in place. Legal counsel can. If you have an attorney, legal counsel would communicate with her directly. So, and the only other thing would be the court could monitor and direct any conversation. It would be directed to the court, and she would be within hearing distance if she's in the courtroom, but that would pretty much be it. My concern at this point is, let me go through the order. So we don't have the child office restraining order. I'm not comfortable proceeding even because there is something pending. However, this case was set to be heard today prior to notification to the court that there was something pending, so I'm going to go ahead and hear it. In the case James Pendleton versus Patrick Fox, CB 2015-00025, Mr. Fox, what part of that order are you contesting? And I will read to you what is prohibited from you. You are not to have any contact with Mr. Pendleton. You're not to go to his place of residence. And that is it. Which part of that order do you want dismissed?
Well, I guess it would be the no contact neither of those is particularly huge since I live so far away and have no interest in returning to the U.S. at this point.
Okay, so your only contest today would be if you're contesting the order that is in place. Are you contesting having contact with him or his residence?
Yes.
So you want to have contact with him?
Not at this point. I would phrase it more as I don't want to have a court order prohibiting contact.
Well, you are prohibited from contact, and unless you're contesting having contact, then I'm not going to have a hearing on this case.
Then I guess I would contest that.
Okay, so you wish to have contact with Mr. Pendleton?
Yes.
All right, then this is how we will proceed. It is the plaintiff's burden to prove by preponderance of the evidence that the order should remain in effect as written. Potentially, I would modify if I heard enough to make that decision. I'll hear first from each of the plaintiffs. You will be given an opportunity to ask them questions once they testify. Once I've completed hearing their evidence and their testimony, I will make a preliminary decision, prima facie case, showing by preponderance of the evidence that there's enough to proceed with the injunction in order of protection. If so, at that point, I will listen to your testimony. I will swear you in telephonically. And listen to your testimonies. The two of them will then have an opportunity to ask you questions. So let me start with both of you. If I could have Ms. Capuano and Mr. Pendleton raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and then I'll start with Ms. Capuano. tell us your complete name, spell your last name for the record.
My name is Desiree Ivan Capuano, C-A-P-U-A-N-O. I'm requesting an order of protection. It is my belief that...
talk loud and clear so that we make sure everybody can hear.
Absolutely. It is my belief that Patrick Fox, also known as Richard Reese, has an obsession and hatred towards me.
He has put up a website detailing information about me. Our relationship ended 15 years ago. Okay, so let me explain what your burden of proof is, because your order is an order of protection. How are you connected to Mr. Fox?
We have a child.
Okay, so you have a child in common.
Yes.
And I'll ask you to be as specific as possible. Dates, times, what happened that you believe rises to the level of a domestic violence charge?
I have documentation that he has sent me that has said he intends to hire someone to have sex with me so that he can get intimate photos of me to put on my website, the website that he has created and maintains. He has told our child that if the risk of jail time were not there, that he would shoot me, physically shoot me. I have no less than 3 emails where he tells me that he has guns and he shoots guns and he has a gun license. He was deported from the United States under the name Richard Reese, and the gun license is under the name Patrick Fox. And I also have documentation where he shows me a park in Canada and tells me that he crosses the border with no legal authorities present constantly. So I am concerned that at any point he could enter the United States with his guns that he shoots without any legal or authority knowing, and clearly the obsession and hatred that he has for me, if nothing else, will get me to commit suicide or destroy me, as he said he is trying to do, he would shoot me.
When did he say he would shoot you?
That conversation was in December.
Of what year?
2014.
Anything since then?
Yes, there is an email, no threats like that, but the email with the hatred, the threats that have been made are more saying that I will never be able to get a job as long as he's got his website up, doing everything that he can to limit what I can do and cannot do.
Okay. I have to stress to you, it's your burden to prove in your case with a restraining order where there's a connection.
I have the
that order. There's been an act of domestic violence within this preceding year. So from the date of the injunction that I, or the order of protection that I issued. So specific dates and what you believe was an act of domestic violence. So the threat to shoot was December of last year.
Yeah, it's still within the calendar year.
Absolutely. And then you mentioned him talking to your son about something. When did that happen?
That was the same conversation. Apparently they had that conversation about shooting me.
Do you know when that was?
The email that he sent me, where he actually, it was in January of this year that he had that conversation and told me about it. I don't know when they had that conversation. He just sent me the email and told me that they discussed it. He also told me that the website will be up until I die, and he will keep that going until I'm no longer alive. Thought that was interesting wording for him to use.
Anything else?
Not really. He's not allowed to send me emails anymore because he was arrested in Canada for criminal harassment.
Okay.
For all of the emails and the stuff that he's been doing. So the emails themselves have stopped, but he's taken to writing on the website. He calls it a blog session, where instead of sending the emails to me, he can then put them on the website for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel he has any purpose beyond harassment?
No.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Mr. Fox, if you would like to ask questions, now is your opportunity to ask questions.
I don't believe I have any questions, no.
All right. Do you have any witnesses that you'd like to call Ms. Kaplan?
For the order of protection, you know, we have Officer Montoya here, but I think that's more for the harassment than an order of protection.
Okay. So do you have, for your order, because this is your order, do you have any witnesses that you need to call?
Yeah, I would like to call Officer Montoya.
Okay, so Officer, I'll have you come on up to the witness stand. The witness stand, please.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have you raise your right hand soon. Do you solemnly swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you. And if you would tell us your complete name for the record, spell your last name.
Yes, my name is Carlos Montoya. Last name, M-O-N-T-O-Y-A.
Thank you, sir.
Apologize, I'm a little under the weather, so.
I'm sorry to hear that. Do you need to share
anything? No, I'm fine.
Okay. And Ms. Goplin, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Officer Montoya, do you believe that there would be a valid reason to have an order of protection in place?
And that's not for him to decide. That's for me to decide. Well, it's up to you to ask questions, but he can't answer that. I'm the person who has to decide whether or not you have valid reasons for an order of protection.
Do you feel there's any risk or?
Since you first approached me when I was on patrol, I've since been promoted to detective. I do have experience in this field. I've been to FBI behavioral analysis courses and had a lot of cases like this in domestic violence. The content of the website that is domain name Desiree Capuano, I don't know if I said it right. That is the name of the website that is being run by the defendant, Mr. Fox. After doing research, he has gone by a different alias also in California prior to being deported. The contents of that website, in my experience, shows a real intending to harass and harm Ms. Capuano's reputation when most alarming part is how he has linked the website to different job sites, Indeed and LinkedIn, which potential employers have access to, and on the website he spells out things that are, to me, unusual and harmful to someone's reputation and can cause them harm in the future as their reputation and getting a job and providing them for their maybe even household and their child.
Give me an idea of what some of the contents that you're referring to would be.
I do have to put it out. I may have read off of it.
Sure.
Okay. On the Desiree Capuano's website, that name of the domain, he does speak in third person, acting as Desiree. Some of the things he says is, I use drugs while I'm at work. I regularly get high before going to work. I fully support having sexual relations with my coworkers. On the bottom, he also has a sign that is a white pride worldwide, which is a signal for a white supremacist group, which with the content and the main Desiree Capuano, he's associating that with her to further, I would say, harass and make people think that she is part of a white supremacist group. Within my research, after being asked to look at this case, I didn't find any relationship with her to any supremacist or white faction group in the United States.
And also, did you tell me that Mr. Fox is the person who you discovered is actually responsible for what?
Yes, I've looked into the ICANN, which governs domain names, and discovered that he is the admin contact and registered contact of the website. He does have specific ownership to the website. He uses different. He has just recently changed it. The Lumina Liability Corporation of the registered name, which 5 months ago was a different corporation which had his name on it. Now it's called Perfect Privacy LLC. That change was just recently made on November 23rd. The site was created on August 10th, 2014. He continues on the site stating, anyone, excuse my language, that fucking hires me, don't hire me, whatever, who cares, I don't really need the money. I've got, who refers to her, her significant other, Jane, to take care of me and my kids. I am of any races, but only towards brown people, Mexicans, Cubans, Guatemalans, blacks. I enjoy telling co-workers about how I used to be a stripper and how we used to get the best coke, cocaine, not the soft drink. Those are things that he's posted. And
how recent are those postings?
They're on the blog. That blog was sent November 23rd, 2015 was the last update on the blog itself. It doesn't give specific, since he is the domain owner and only a registered owner of the website. He can go in and make changes without getting to see subpoena. I can see the specific changes. I can just get the last updated to the website. So he is constantly updating the website with several pictures. In my investigation, I believe that he uploaded his child, the son they have in common, phone, all the photos onto the website. There's photos of her residence, inside the residence, inside the bedroom, photos of her and Jane together. Just normal photos that someone would have on the phone of what they've done, their house, where they live. He's Google mapped and pinpointed her address on the website, listing her address along with the last employment on the website. On the website, it has drop down of original home site, different blogs that he puts down as, and excuse me once again for some of the language, the blog sites, the recent posts are named of anal sex and cooking oil, and just where have all my lovely friends gone, an open letter to all prospective employers who should hire me. Those are some of the blog topics. He also has another drop-down menu of pictures, another drop-down menu of friends and associates, which he downloaded all our Facebook friends and contacts onto the website. He has another drop-down menu of just fun stuff, which is a compilation of different things, pictures, emails that they can exchange. And then of Apollo Group, another drop-down menu, which I believe is a past employer of Ms. Capiano. And under each drop-down, there's subsections. It's a very elaborate website that you put in. Someone that has, in my experience, has gone to this extent of harassing someone is my opinion, scary, and someone that needed.
Thank you, officer. Any questions, Ms. Capiano?
The only other recent thing, again, with the white supremacy and racist remarks.
Questions for the officer?
Oh, no.
Okay. So nothing further for this officer?
This is, the hosting location is in Burnaby, Canada. He's also registered the domain Desiree Tomlin, which is my maiden name. So he's mirroring that same website.
I just need to ask if you have questions for the officer.
No, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Pendleton, I just have to remind you, I can't allow you to represent her, so she has to represent herself.
No, I don't have another question.
Okay. Mr. Fox, do you have any questions for Officer Montoya?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you, officer.
Thank you.
You may. Thank any you. Anticipation of recalling the officer?
Nothing.
What about for Mr. Pelton?
Yes, I anticipate recalling him.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and have you then ask the questions of him for your case, and that way we can proceed. Go ahead.
Yes. Officer Montoya, in the process of going through these web pages, as you stated, he has recent activity of converting over to a privacy registrar to, would you assume that that's to obfuscate the name of the site for these legal proceedings or future legal proceedings?
Yes, he is, prior to whenever I was first brought along to look into this case, they did, his name was listed under the admin contact, registered contact, and since they have been changed to perfect privacy. I know that it's the same website because of the date of registry and the mailing address. that is listed under there. And he has since uploaded a Google Doc that if you type in, say, your name or her name, it will automatically bring up the site. You just Google their name, so, and pictures as well.
So I guess you've led to that. I've been made aware of this as well. If you Google for the words,
no, Mr. Pelton, I'm just going to allow you to ask questions
okay.
regarding your case.
Okay. I am asking questions regarding my
case. Okay.
So
go ahead.
If you Google for my name and Sarita or Tucson, I've got a printout here I can show the court. It does come up with pictures of both myself as well as my home linking to both of these harassing websites. Do you feel that harassment is targeted towards me directly?
Yes, I do. The website also mentions you periodically in some of the comments, and also have numerous pictures, which if you Google Doc your pictures, will bring up the website itself, and Google your name, bring up the website, linking you to the website. Because there's in several of the postings, your name is mentioned and referred to in not so good language on some of the postings that have blocked.
Fair enough. And may I have him read some from the printout from the website?
Sure.
Please read the highlighted portion of that for me.
Okay. Just to clarify, I'm reading I believe it's the homepage of the DesireeCatBlue.com website. In the opening of general information, it does mention you. It says Jane has top secret FBI security clearance, which means he is able to tell me all kinds of juicy national security secrets while we're lying in bed at night.
And do you believe that is meant to cause me any sort of direct personal or...
And I'll just stop you because it's asking for the officer's speculation.
Okay, sorry. Can I ask him what he thinks of the ramifications of that would be?
You're asking for his speculation.
Okay. So again, on that webpage that you have in front of you, does it have my photograph as well as my home address?
Yes, it does. The site does list your, they have photos of you and your address on the website.
And in your past experience, does having those sorts of materials, since you have had training in this area and experience with domestic abuse, does that present a risk to me in your past experience?
In general, just at face about looking at it, no, but with the accumulation of other things that you've done, with placing you in the same content as Desiree Capuano, I'd be concerned.
And since you have gone through FBI behavioral training, do you feel that his actions without injunction of harassment will continue? Do you feel that he has a stable personality?
I cannot attest to that. I'm not a psychiatrist or a doctor about his personality. In the first question, He has been contacted by the Canadian Mounted Patrol, which I have had contact with, and asked to remove the sites, advising him that this content is offensive. And without being asked by Mounted Patrol of Canadian and myself, and him not doing so, does show me that he has no intention of removing it without a court order.
I think that really covers everything that I have. I have in the past contacted his domain registrant, who informed him through their abuse department that
don't testify.
I'm not testifying, but I would like you to go ahead and. I guess what I'm getting at is, did you see the posted email from the domain registrant that was sent to him regarding the abuse on the website?
Yes, I did.
Does that contain your name?
Yes, it does.
Does that show a disregard and an intent to continue?
Yes.
No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Fox, do you have any questions for Officer Montoya after hearing these most recent questions?
No, I don't.
You are excused. Any anticipation of recalling him?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Thank you, Officer.
Sorry.
Any other witnesses, Ms. Tomlin?
I do not have
one. Okay. So, on your case, I do find, based on the testimony and evidence presented today, reasonable cause to believe the defendant has committed an act of domestic violence during this preceding year, which is the preliminary finding and means we would proceed to Mr. Fox. Before we hear that, I think we should go ahead and hear from Mr. Pendleton as well on his injunction request. I'll have you stand and raise your right. Well, I already did. I swore you in. I'll just remind you. How do you know Mr. Fox?
So this hearing here actually constitutes the first interaction that Mr. Fox and I have ever had. Mr. Fox, upon finding out that Ms. Capuano was staying at my residence, immediately began what I deem to be unnecessary surveillance of my person, which I have in emails that he sent to Ms. Capuano, stating that he has gone through my LinkedIn and all of my social media accounts. And further, he started to surveil my contacts through LinkedIn, and I actually have evidence and one of the contacts here with me showing that he went to their LinkedIn profile as well. He has then taken media and intellectual property that I possess from said sites and reposted it and rehosted it on this defamatory harassment website. Mr. Fox, in his...
Give me some idea of the timing. When did this happen?
So all of this really started with me in July, about the time that his son returned from their trip up there to Canada.
July of this year?
In July of this year, 2015, yes, ma'am. Upon his return, Mr. Fox, obviously because of this ongoing harassment and webpage, had been given a post office box for the address in the area to reach Ms. Capuano. Unsatisfied with that, he used other resources, which he did not get from his son, to attain my location. Presumably that is from the GPS in his son's phone, as there's realistically no other plausible explanation for how he would have tracked the location. In the email from him, he states that he has tracked the location, or indicates that he has, at least on multiple different occasions.
To your home?
To my home. So he has, through tracking the movements of another individual, used that to track my location. From that, he seems to have discerned the GPS location, looked up the address. My name is a matter of public record associated with the address. From there, he has taken photographs from what seemed to be Zillow, which is like a website for tracking real estate, and he has posted those on his website. He put my address up on his website. He put my home phone number up on his website, my photograph up on his website, and in emails to Ms. Capuano, he has actually created or alluded to threats towards my clearance, which affects me professionally. On the front page of the website, which I just had the officer read, he mentions my top secret clearance, and in the third person, while pretending to be Ms. Capuano, infers that I would reveal national security secrets in bed or otherwise. That is not the case. I believe that his intent is to isolate Ms. Capuano by attacking both myself and others in an intent, classic narcissist abuser behavior, to make her feel hopeless and basically de-empower her. So his harassment towards me is a means to an end, which he has already showed an obvious obsession towards Ms. Capuano, an unhealthy one. He has also stated in an email to Ms. Capuano, which affects me, by the way, that he could not, I don't have it right in front of me, but essentially, I can find it if you need me to find the exact words, by the way. He says that when brought to the attention that putting the address and photographs up online presents endangerment for their mutual child, as well as her and others in the household, he essentially states that he couldn't possibly be held responsible if an pardon my vernacular here, angry Mexicans broke in and caused harm to anyone in the household. I take that as a threat on my person and as a threat on everyone residing in my household. I have a stack of paperwork here. I could continue to go on, but essentially he has reposted my resume in an effort to discredit me professionally. He's threatened the security clearance that I hold, which is my profession, and I have had no contact with Mr. Fox, and I have done nothing to provoke such actions. The most that I have done is file this injunction, as well as contact his domain provider in the hopes of having the site taken down. His immediate response was, of course, to repost that in a blog titled James's Attempts to Get This Site Taken Down.
What's the date on that? Is there a date on that?
Yes, that is August 16th, 2015.
So after this injunction was issued?
Yes, ma'am. I do not know if it was before he received it or not, but it was certainly after the injunction was received. I can read from the blog if you'd like. He has posted my email to the abuse site. And it says, registrantweb.com has received the complaint below regarding website activities associated with your domain name, DesireeCapilano.com. Please take a moment to review the complaint below and respond directly to the complaint to address any issues to resolve the complaint. We thank you, fraud and abuse from web.com. And below stated is my email outlining the roughly the harassment and we feel that this is harassed. His blog, again, pretending to be Ms. Capilano, states, anybody with happy brain should realize, should be able to realize fairly quickly that this site is not maintained by me. Even though the content is generally written in the first person, there's a very clear statement at the bottom of each page clarifying that the site was created and is maintained by the immediate family of Desiree Capilano. Since Richard and I are still legally married, he is my legal, he's my immediate family. That statement is actually not true. Their marriage has been annulled.
I don't need you to represent her, just your own case, please.
Okay. For some time now, I've been trying to get the site taken down because I don't really want all the ugly truths about me made public knowledge on the internet. Unfortunately, though, since there is no libel, no defamation of character on the site, since everything on the site is actually true and correct, which in and of itself is not a true statement, I haven't been able to pursue any legal avenues. Sure, I've filed claims and charges of harassment against Richard, but since he's not actually harassing me, publishing the truth about someone does not amount to harassment. So my latest attempt has been to have James file a harassment complaint with Richard's domain registrar. That is fundamentally untrue. I took those actions on my own. Unfortunately, since the website is not actually being hosted by a provider, it's running on one of Richard's own servers in his own data center. There's not much that can be done in that respect. Here we have an admission that he is hosting these from his own servers in his own house on his internet service provider. And I suppose even if the domain registrar did refuse to provide the domain registration service, Richard could simply move the domain to another registrar. This goes to intent to continue harassment. And even if the Canadian authorities did tell him to take down the site down in complete violation of his rights to free speech, he could simply move it to another server which is not located in the U.S. or Canada, essentially going to the fact that he will continue this harassment by international means if necessary. I can continue reading, but I believe that goes to prove my point. He mentioned me in multiple ways in the third person pretending to be Desiree in a defamatory way. I deem that to be personal harassment.
Anything else?
I could go on, but I won't waste the court's time.
Mr. Fox, do you have any questions for Mr. Pendleton?
Not questions, no.
Okay. Mr. Pendleton, do you have any witnesses that you'd like to call?
Yes, at this time, I would actually like to call my my mother, Wendy Pendleton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before you're seated, I'll have you raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear that you tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, please be seated. Sergeant Callahan, is your complete name for the record and spell your last name if you would?
Due to the nature of harassment and Mr. Fox posting everything that he gets on the website, I can write that down so that he is not privy to that information.
I hate to say it, but he has the right to know who his accusers are, and if it's you,
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Wendy Pendleton, PEMDLBTON.
Thank you, Ms. Pendleton. You can have a seat as well.
Okay.
And if you have questions for Ms. Pendleton?
Yes, ma'am. I also have something for her to look at.
I don't have a problem splitting my name because he has already stuck family. So that's what I'm expecting. To be perfectly honest, I'm my attorney.
Okay, thanks. Before you go on, I have to just allow Mr. Pendleton to ask you questions. Okay.
All right. So what is that you're holding right there?
This is a copy of in July of my LinkedIn page, who's viewed my profile.
Correct. And who is the number one view on your profile there off to the left?
Named Patrick Fox, software engineer, project lead. I believe it says 1 week ago, and this is dated July 24th.
Is there any reason why Mr. Patrick Fox would have reason to go to your LinkedIn profile?
None whatsoever.
Have you sought legal counsel regarding the fact that Mr. Fox has visited your profile after seeing his actions towards myself and Ms. Capilano?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact. I have an excellent attorney who's represented me in a number of different cases regarding business, and so I consulted him regarding this on a personal note, and he advised me to offer you all the moral support that you need, but to keep out of it because he could be very detrimental. He's been involved in cases like this before, where he has put in place orders of protection only to arrive at his office or his home to have windows broken and graffiti spray painted all over.
I'm going to stop because we're going beyond today's.
I'm sorry. He advised me not to get involved.
And yet you chose to become involved. Why did you choose to come here and testify today?
Because I think insane and evil people need to be stopped.
Thank you.
And I've witnessed what it has done to both. No, sorry.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Mr. Fox, do you have any questions?
Yes, just one. At the time that I viewed your LinkedIn profile, was it publicly accessible on the internet?
Of course. LinkedIn is a network, and obviously, for business purposes, anyone that's a professional is on LinkedIn, but you had no reason to access my LinkedIn profile.
Okay. No further questions.
Thank you. Any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
And in this case, I am also going to make a preliminary finding that the prima facie case has been made by preponderance of the evidence, reasonable evidence of harassment of plaintiff by the defendant does exist. Mr. Fox, what that means is that now I will hear from you. So wherever you are at, if you would raise your right hand and you solemnly swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Tell me your complete name for the record. Spell your last name.
Patrick Henry Fox, FOX.
Are you also known as Richard Reese?
Previously I was, yes.
Okay. If you would pronounce that name and spell the last name as well.
Richard Reese, R-I-E-S-S.
R-I-E-S-S?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to proceed by calling you Fox because you are on my orders as Fox.
Yes.
Tell me why you believe I should dismiss these orders today.
Okay, well, first, with respect to Ms. Capuano's claims, I guess the most egregious one being that I had stated at some point that I would shoot her. I think I believe that statement is completely false. I have never uttered any kind of threat toward her, and any time the topic of my firearms or my firearms license has ever come up in any emails or other communication, I've always been very clear that I'm not mentioning firearms to be in any way threatening, but only as a matter of course or a statement of fact.
Give me an example. How would you state in any correspondence with Ms. Capuano, as a statement of fact, the fact that you have and possess firearms? How would that just come up?
One circumstance in which I have brought up the firearms is she has often accused me of being very deceitful and dishonest and living under fake names, etc. And so I pointed out to her that here in Canada, in order to obtain a firearms license, you have to go through a very extensive background check. And so if there was anything dishonest about me, that would have come up and I would not have been able to obtain the firearms license. And then I would include with that a statement that I'm mentioning the firearms license only to make this point, not to provide any kind of intimidation.
Okay, go ahead.
And sorry, I'm just trying to recall what other points she has brought up. One thing I do want to say with respect to the content on the website, I don't believe that publicly available information, no matter how distasteful or how hurtful it might seem to somebody, could be considered harassment as long as the information is true and correct to the best of the knowledge of the person posting it. There's not one word that I've posted on that website that I believe is in any way false. And I've made it clear to Desiree and anybody else who might be involved that if any such information is incorrect, if they inform me of it, then I will remove it or correct it. And I've also made sure that they were aware that they do have legal recourse if some false information about them is published on the website in the form of a civil suit for libel or such.
Let me, before you go any further, Mr. Sure. Fox, define for you what Arizona law says harassment is. Mm-hmm. Harassment is a series of acts over any period of time directed at a specific person that would cause a reasonable person to be seriously alarmed, annoyed, or harassed, and that in fact seriously alarms, annoys, or harasses a person, and serves no legitimate purpose. So in Ms. Campuano's case, she has the burden of proving domestic violence. One act of domestic violence would fall under harassment. In Mr. Pendleton's case, he has the burden of proving harassment. So in both cases, tell me how any of your actions aimed at either Ms. Capuano or Mr. Pendleton serve a legitimate purpose.
Okay, the legitimate purpose with respect to Ms. Capuano is to inform any parties who may be interested of what I believe to be the reality of her actions and her own words.
So to give credit to her as writing these blogs on this website, to give her credit as if these were words coming from her, how does that serve a legitimate purpose?
Well, writing them in the first person is intended more for entertainment value. Each page does contain a disclaimer at the bottom clarifying that the content of the site is not created by Ms. Capuano.
So tell me what your legitimate purpose in this website is?
To inform any interested parties who may want to know the realities of the things that Desiree has done over her life.
And the purpose in posting her home address or Mr. Pendleton's home address and the Google map of the home address is what? What's the legitimate purpose there?
In the event parties such as creditors are trying to locate her, then that would assist them.
Let me ask this question in reverse. If this were someone doing all of this to you, would you feel that there was a legitimate purpose behind this kind of website aimed at you?
I firmly believe that if I have done bad or inappropriate things and those things become public knowledge, then I have to accept the responsibility for my actions. So I would not be upset. Well, maybe I'd be upset, but I wouldn't I would certainly understand and accept it.
Would you feel harassed if pictures of you were posted on the site? You would not. Would you feel harassed if your home address and your employer's information were posted on a public website?
Again, no, I would not, because...
Would you feel harassed if you had security clearance and these types of things were posted against you and it could potentially cause you a loss of your job?
Well, with respect to the security clearance, let me just say, the information that was posted regarding Mr. Pendleton was obtained from the internet to begin with. It was already publicly posted on the internet by himself.
Okay, so let me ask you this. If you were in Mr. Pendleton's case, in his shoes,
yes,
would you feel that he were not harassing you by including you in this website and directing yourself to him?
Given that it is published on the internet merely as statements of fact and that no allegations are made against Mr. Pendleton, no, I would not feel harassed.
Okay. Anything else I should hear from you, Mr. Fox?
No, I believe that that should be sufficient. The main thing was whether or not any threats of harm have ever actually been made. I guess I should state, just as a matter of record, because I am in Canada, now I understand that the order required me to surrender my firearms, but I've discussed it with the RCMP already, and they've advised me that the current order or any order of protection issued in the United States has no legal weight in Canada, so I've not, in fact, surrendered my firearms because I've not legally been required to do so.
Well, legally here in Arizona and the United States, you are prohibited from possessing any firearms at this point.
Yes.
Okay. So, and you are also legally not allowed to reach into the United States to make contact with any of these persons named in these orders. You do understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, at this point, I'll ask Ms. Capilano, do you have any questions for Mr. Fox? Okay. And Mr. Pendleton, do you have any questions for Mr. Fox?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, in obtaining from the internet, you do understand that under the DMCA, which is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, the intellectual property resides with the person that originates the document. Therefore, that intellectual property actually belongs to me. Your reposting of that not only violates the agreements of all of said sites, which have been reviewed, but it also interferes with my copyright and my intellectual property holdings as the originator of said documents. Further, I am the subject of those photographs.
So
which,
ask just one question at a time. Do you understand
that,
Mr. Fox?
I understand what he's saying, but I don't completely agree with it. I think there's some inaccuracies in it.
Inaccuracies in his recitation of the statute or the law that he's reciting to?
Well, whether or not he is the copyright holder of the information.
Okay. Any other questions, Mr. Hamilton?
Yes. Just for the record, that is actually how it works here. Do you also understand that as the subject of the photos, which you have put up there of me, I actually have some rights to publicity of those images, and you violated that?
Again, I would say that I understand what you are saying, though I don't entirely agree that it is correct.
All right. So you've also stated that you would not feel harassed if pictures of you, your name, or your address were published on the website. In posting the injunction against harassment that you were served with, you blacked out your name and pertinent details. If you don't feel harassed by having your information up on this website, why is your picture, your personal details, and that of your shared son not on the website?
Because I feel embarrassed and ashamed that I have been involved with a person like Ms. Capuano, and that is why I don't want to be associated with her or with that website. Not because I would feel harassed.
And then in those actions, do you not also feel that you stated that finding something that is true, you would have to you, if you have done bad things, you would have to own up to them and accept them. So your embarrassment aside, do you not feel that doing that to others constitutes annoyance or harassment?
I do not, no. Sorry, let me clarify. I do not, comma, no. I didn't mean no as in K-N-O-W.
Thank you for the clarification. Do you have any intention of ceasing this harassment now or in the future?
I have no intention of discontinuing or of removing the website from the internet or of gathering information that may relate to the safety and security of Gabriel while he is in Desiree's care and in your home, and there is a custody matter going on. And if there were a court order with appropriate jurisdiction that required me or compelled me to remove the site, then I would do so.
And if said court order with proper jurisdiction were served to you, would you cease trying to put the website and other activities up internationally to skirt the law?
What I would say to that is, if the order was to remove the website, then I would simply move it to another jurisdiction, such as another country. If the order was to not engage in maintaining the website, that would be a different story.
Mr. Fox, I'm going to interrupt here and,
sure,
and ask how you do not see this as harassment. Because I see clear harassment. This is the judge speaking. I don't even
sure,
think
yeah.
I need to hear any further questions or arguments in this matter. Is there anything else I should hear from you as to how I should not consider this harassing?
Well, I believe that the reason I would not see it as harassment is because if people do things that they're ashamed of and they don't want it to become public knowledge, then they shouldn't do those things.
Okay. I'm going to leave it at that, and I think I've heard enough from everybody today. At this point, this is what I'm going to find. I do find evidence in the case of Desiree Capuano versus Patrick Fox, CV 2015-00024, clear evidence of acts of domestic violence during this preceding year. Formally, I will say harassment, domestic violence harassment, aimed at Ms. Capuano from Mr. Fox with no legitimate purpose other than to harass. I'm going to order that this protective remain in effect. Brady law in the United States does apply. We will process and present the Brady notice to the sheriff. You do have the right to appeal my decision, Mr. Fox. We will provide you with a notice of the right to appeal. However, you seem to be pretty savvy on how to do things, so I would bet that you could find the notice of right to appeal on Arizona's website. We will still send that out to you. Since you chose to be here telephonically rather than in person, we cannot provide that to you in person. You have 14 days from today to file your notice of right to appeal. I am going to keep the order in place as written. You are not to have any contact in any way, shape, or form with Ms. Capuano. You are not to have any contact at her place of residence, and you are not to possess or purchase any firearms or ammunition. This is within the United States jurisdiction. This order is valid across the United States. In the case of James Pendleton versus Patrick Fox, CV 2015-00025, I do find reasonable evidence of harassment of the plaintiff by the defendant during this preceding year. You do have the right to appeal my decision. I'm going to keep the order in place. Mr. Pendleton has met his burden of proof by preponderance of the evidence. You will receive copies in the mail of today's order. Other than that, again, you have the right to appeal. We'll send you the notice in this case as well of the right to appeal. You have 14 days from today's date to appeal. And if there is nothing further, we are done.